It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels with you. And this is a guy that I had the pleasure of working with in one of his projects, the Fistful of Mercy tour. And B, on that tour, I became a friend because Joseph Arthur is with us today, and originally from Akron, as I am from Youngstown. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about Akron and Youngstown, uh-huh. obviously you and I relate.
Yeah.
And we know whereof we speak. But early on, you moved from Akron to Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
Now, what was it about Atlanta at that time that made you think, well, I'll go chase my dreams of music there?
It was random. It was just friends moving down there to start a band, and I was with them, and we just... Yeah, it was just, I think I had graduated high school 4 days before, so it was
at least you graduated.
I did, barely. I was playing in a Cleveland blues band called Frankie Starr and Chill Factor. I was a bass player in Chill Factor.
There you go.
And, yeah, we played the flats and all that. We were in Cleveland 5 nights a week. And
tip your weight staff.
And did really well, like played three one-hour sets a night. I was, like, making $50 a night for, in high school, which...
It's real money.
It's more money than I make now.
Right. But it's good scratch.
So it's pretty good. But I got sick in my senior year. I was doing that for a couple of years. And the doctor said, you either have to quit that band or drop out of high school. And I was like, you know what? I've gone this far with school, and I don't think my fate is going to be a bass player in a blues band in Cleveland. But they offered me to keep my job, but I said, I think I'm going to move on after high school. So I was like, had 1 month left and graduated high school and just randomly moved to Georgia, which is, I never went to college, but it was just kind of like it was an interesting city to go live in for 5 years and just kind of sell jewelry on the street and just do odd jobs. I worked at a music store when I finally got a record deal.
Playing with your toy soldiers, you don't know what they're for, so you just make lots of noises, decide who wins the war. Now you're playing with matches, even though you've been warned that something evil could happen. You don't care cause you're bored. In your hideaway, almost blue, almost new. It's only you and your friends, each of you trying to go under, but hoping it never ends. You finally make it to winter and all rejoice in the snow, crawling over each other. There's nowhere else you can go. Back again. No, you're never going back to that. only job is to be free, free to live inside a tree, free to see the way you see. If it's strange, then let it be. Your only job is to be free, free to laugh and free to sing, free to think you might be king, or you might fly or swim the sea. You have it all when you are free. But freedom puts the fear in some, and they will tell you not to run, not to dream. All you see inside the open world of free. For freedom follows no command, has no feet, no arm or hand, has no language, has no rhyme, has no clock, no goal or time. For freedom is its own reward, its own protection without a sword, without a fight. Freedom stands holding on with phantom hands to your heart of the sky. Winter lives, mountains cry. Freedom holds the world above, the reach of death, the reach of love. Freedom is its own reward, distorted power singing chord. Freedom lifts the stars in space. Freedom is an angel's face, the planets bouncing rubber balls. Freedom bouncing off your walls, you catch and throw and catch some more. Freedom opens every door, and just remember to be free, and you will be the same as me, and I will be the same as you. Sniffing flowers, freedom blue, stuck to stars would shoot through skies, the twinkle twinkle in your eyes, the bed of love on which you sleep, the day of hope, the one you greet, the night of dreams, both big and small, the call you hear down freedom's hall. Come home now, for home you're in, one day gone, the next begin. It's a circle like wheels which ride the waves of ocean, freedom kind. Welcome home, you never left, maybe lost. Freedom theft, but you got found. Freedom be buzzing for eternity. And freedom is the light you see, enlightened soul, turning key. Others see and may wake up. Inspiration, freedom cup. Drink the nectar of the soul. Freedom is an endless hole which opens up in the sky. It's a circle, you and I. We are one when we are free. I am you and you are me. Yes, we are one when we are free. I am you and you are me. Yes, we are one when we are free. I am you and you are me.
And so here's a guy from Akron who's transplanted himself to Atlanta, and we've heard, you know, the path so far. And next thing, you're on a plane to London.
Next thing, I was in England getting ready to play the WOMAD Festival, which in my mind was like this massive. And I just started singing basically not that long ago. And I was at, and I went to this thing called Recording Week, which was like a week of improvisational recording. Real World was like in a real high watermark for them too. Right. Like the studio was like killing, and they were, I think, doing really well as a label. And they had like you know, families from India, musicians from Africa. Joe Strummer was there, Carl Wallinger, John Leckie, all these like amazing producer musicians, all just improvising and doing stuff. Chad Blake, I met all kinds of people there, and just. A lot of that stuff came out on this album called The Big Blue Ball, which right. came out a couple of years ago, and a few songs ended up that I sang on ended up being on that. And one time Peter was downstairs and said, "Hey, I want you to come up and, you know, improvise in the studio with us." And I was like, "Do you want me to play bass or something?" Because I was still in that mindset right. of I'm a bass player. And he was like, "No, I was thinking you were going to like write words and sing on it." And I was like, "Really? Okay."
Oh, you mean the new me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The new guy. Okay.
Right. You think I'm ready for that? Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. And it's just like you're fake. I mean, I kept waiting for them to say, "Hey, will you go get us a cup of tea?" You know, because I had been working at Clark Music, you know, and just minimum wage jobs for so long before that, I just couldn't get my head around the fact that I was. Like that, I was just in the studio, and there's Joe Strummer,
and
Peter
in England,
Gabriel, and I'm in England. It was just so, yeah. It was out of control, basically.
But it did, and the music experimentation, and the fact that you were now in a culture mm-hmm. And surrounded by creative people, it certainly had to say to you as you were figuring out, all right, what's my path as a singer songwriter. You were shown, well, it can be this wide.
It can be crazy, yeah. Well, and the producer I ended up working with on my first, I cut tracks with John Leckie, who's like one of the greatest producers ever. He did Radiohead, The Bends, and countless Stone Roses. I mean, he's done amazing stuff. But I ended up going with this unknown guy at the time named Marcus Dravs, who now does like Arcade Fire and Mumford and Sons, and he's like really blown up. But so we made, and on my first record, we had a no reverb rule, which is just bananas.
Right.
You know, like no reverb. So there's no reverb. That was like one of the rules because he came from the Brian Eno school, which is like set limitations or set borders to work around. And I think it was interesting too to be mentored by somebody like Peter, because he comes from this school of thought that's not really a natural fit for me, because I'm more of like a sort of, I feel like I'm just more of an improvisation or just first thought, best thought. And
right.
I'm not saying he's not like that too, but he does tend to like really work things and just explore every. So it was kind of like, it taught me a whole other way of going about it.
Sometime, no matter when, wanna see you again, wanna hold you just like the wind at night, blowing across the land when you're searching for a friend, as I'm hanging out on a limb in plain sight. Time won't run away from me like you always do. Say you will tonight. They can't see what we've been through, fading memories. Blame us too, but that's alright. Disappears without light. But baby, you're still a slave. I wanna give you what you gave, but there's nothing in your grave tonight. Time won't run away from me like you always do. Say you will tonight. They can't see what we've been through, fading memories. Blame us too, but that's alright. Time won't run away from me like you always do. Hey, are you still alright?
Advice? Is there any advice you could give, any kind of advice to a young act starting out, and what they should anticipate and what they should expect and what they should be prepared to do to try to forge a career?
The way I've come up through it is so odd and unique in a way anyway. And plus now times have changed so much
right.
that it's like, you know, I you know, never had like a watershed moment or anything, but I still have the benefit of like hitting that last part of the old sort of model of
right.
the music business and promotional thing. So I got, you know, a lot of my fan base came from out of that, and then I've like been able to maintain it through just like working like really hard, you know. So I would not know how to do it.
So
but I would just say, like, you know, the main thing is love what you do, and you know, this is all going to sound sort of maybe trite and cliche, but like love what you do, put yourself into it, you know. Or Joseph Campbell says, you know, if you follow your bliss, invisible hands will help you. I mean, that was kind of like been my modus operandi the whole time. And it's like, you live once, you know, you live once. So you might as well go for what you love, and hopefully it works out. You know, there is no security here really. So I would say follow your bliss, you know, go for it. And keep producing, and don't like attach yourself too much to the results of any one thing.
And expectations.
And expectations. Don't think about necessarily what you're getting back. Throw it out there, move on. And you know, hopefully great things come back at you. But it's like the main joy that you get is in doing and in creating and moving on and working. Basically, if you love the work, you can survive. I miss the drunk, I miss the fiend. I miss the simplicity of addiction in the scene. I miss wandering aimlessly in half-dead sewers with rats for eyes, chewing on forgiveness and the will to apologize. I miss the return and no return as I burn in avalanches of white snow and yellow cocaine. I miss talking to brick walls while following the grain in human dolls as I plagiarize myself like a dummy, stuffed with counterfeit money for Cairo and black honey. I miss illusions begging to be chased, even as they disappear into me erased, until there is no one or nothing but the chase, and a powdery ghost with no face or faith, and the woman of my dreams disappearing without grace. I miss the zoo. I miss the zoo. I miss the zoo. Evolving into a cloud of blue marijuana, blown from the lips of hookers and pimps as they shake each other down in the alleys for the damned but mighty, with no one but the weak around and the beautiful unsightly. I miss numb Neanderthals marching in rows of living dead, from my wisdom teeth to Spain and back again in my head. I miss salvation in syringes and angels of mercy and blooms of smoke-numbing rain which drinks when thirsty. I miss glasses full of spirits who without tongues speak to me of Napoleon's wild nights. I miss staying up for days and becoming a psychic pretzel flying kites, chewed on by a Zulu heading with toads to Mars, a mysterious prison and one without bars. I miss the zoo. I miss the zoo. I miss the zoo. I miss waking in the arms of strangers like puppies just born in the pound to a dead mother with eyes sealed shut, looking for a tit to suck and other dangers. When the night before laughter was our only pursuit, even as knives carved up our backs and demons sat like Buddhas eating fruit, meditating on hate forever in our minds. I miss exposing
Even my bones and the need that rewinds. Even my burning home, even my gutted inner child. Even my dead grandfather beneath the ground that's wild. Even my criminal family, even my weed whacker thoughts. Ripping a thin plastic string to cut the ears off others as I sing. I miss Van Gogh's revenge, I miss his nightly binge. I miss spiders surrounding my bed and lifting me as if an effigy or a dead king. A prophet of doom, a Jesus for the apocalypse wearing dirt like perfume. Or a mother for Satan, or a ghost for all the children of abuse. And taking me into the fire, watching me burn like a goose. As they sing in spider voices, there goes creation, there goes the moon. There goes the butterfly wanting a cocoon. I miss being a bloom and a goon, waking up too soon in the afternoon. A doctor of regret, hanging on to guitar strings in tune. And hanging by a belt, wrapped around some pipe to nowhere. Felt my lips too wrapped around what appears to be stained glass. As religious figures just like rocks with class, burning to gas to the center of my brain. The euphoria of dying and being born all at once, while wearing a hat that reads dunce. I miss the zoo. I miss the zoo. Miss the zoo.
For the fans of KCSN, you know, we've talked about Redemption City, which is available for you to download. You know the work of Joseph, many of you. We do encourage you to check out his art because he is a great artist. The Navarro Residence. Yeah. On Baltimore Street, Los Angeles, tomorrow night.
Yeah, you can check it out online, museumofmodernarthur.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good guy, as you can tell, and anybody who's a true Browns fan, as Joseph Arthur is a true friend of mine. Joseph, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks, guy.
You got it, my
friend. Nice to talk to you.
We'll see you.
Yeah, man.